Oh, you bet. It is time for the high school report. Presented by Swetz Tires, serving you with a full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road, Bangor, and 358 State Street. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community. We welcome in Mark Cowlin of Eastern Maine Sports. Mark, a good Friday afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Rich. Kind of a rainy day out, but that's all right. Season's over.
It's a good day for takeout. Where are you in line today?
Funny you say that, because I'm actually at home, but we're going to head down and eat somewhere locally today, not through the drive-thru. So.
And you couldn't time that out? You couldn't have dinner a little early so we could be a part of that?
Yeah, sorry. I know that was I should have done that, you know. I could have ordered right at the restaurant.
Seriously, you could, you know, you could probably make a little money on the side, like, hey, look, I promoted your show or your restaurant here on Kimball's show, just trying to help out.
It's great, free advertising, right?
Darn right. Well, we had quite a weekend of state championship football last week. Let's start Friday night and wrapping up a great year, a championship for those Foxcroft Academy Ponies for the first time in almost a decade.
Yeah, first time since 2012. And, you know, Foxcroft really, I mean, their skill players got a lot of the attention, as they should, but their offensive and defensive line just dominated all year. And, you know, going undefeated in Class D wasn't going to be easy, as there was a lot of parity, especially up to the top of the league. But they handled all incomers, you know, outcomers, and they took care of business. And as I said, the main reason was because of their line play on both sides of the ball. Their skill players were great, but, you know, the line made it happen.
In the Class C ranks, a big first-time ever state championship for Cape Elizabeth.
Yeah, Cade McDuffie came up big. He rushed for 5 touchdowns, threw for 2. So he you know, accounted for 7 touchdowns there. Just, you know, kind of the South was dominant all year. I mean, Winslow had a great season, and but if just on paper, the Class C South was, you know, much superior to the North this year, and they showed it last Saturday night.
And, of course, Marshwood keeps on keeping on their 4th consecutive state title.
Yeah, and they held the ball for like 10 minutes in the 4th quarter, and they went for it. And this is, you know, as gutsy as you can get, 4th and 1 at their own 9 in the 4th quarter. They made that, and then they held the ball the rest of the way. So, you know, they kind of, you know, they knew they were either going to get that or let the defense go to work. But at your own 9-yard line, you go for it in the 4th quarter and you get it. That's them. Gutsy coaching, but they've won a lot of championships. That's 24th overall, and as you said, 4th straight season.
In the Class A ranks, boy, Thornton was an awfully tough team all year for everybody. Oxford Hills gave them a pretty good battle, but came up short, losing 42-27.
Yeah, just too much firepower in that Thornton Academy team. And, you know, as you said, they kind of controlled things all season. They had a close game with Oxford Hills in the regular season, and kind of early on, they got jumped out ahead there on last Saturday morning, and kind of held on there from there, and just had the kind of rather easily win compared to what in the regular season. But just, you know, great team effort there by Thornton.
Now, other than the success in state title games of those Southern schools in all sports really this fall, but by and large, a very successful fall sports season. And when you look at the big picture of the number of games that were played, relatively few postponements.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, going in, we didn't know really what to expect. But as you said, very, very few postponements considering, I mean, you know, there's some, especially in football, had their, you know, some postponements and the other sports too. But, you know, that's why for the most part, especially in soccer and field hockey, there was a kind of open tournament. And it sounds like that's what it's going to be for basketball season too, where just in case, you know, teams play 3 or 4 fewer games, you don't want anybody to have a disadvantage or an unfair advantage in that aspect. But so I think that's what's going to happen this basketball season too.
And we've already segued into the winter sports season as schools had tryouts earlier this week, and let the winter sports begin.
Yeah, we actually are planning on doing getting ourselves ready, a preseason game next Thursday at Foxcroft Academy at PCHS out of Guilford and Foxcroft. We're planning on doing the girls boys doubleheader. We'll get the whole schedule updated on our website, but we're planning on doing that. Then we our first regular season game won't be till the 13th of December.
That's fantastic. Well, we'll give you a couple of weeks off from here, Mark. I'll let you let you get a little bit of time off on a Friday, but we'll look to pick it back up in December and tell the story of high school winter sports around these parts.
Looking forward to it, Rich. Thank you for having me this past fall season. Looking forward to it coming up.
Yeah, we appreciate everything you do for us and mostly everything you do to spread the good word about high school sports in our state, Mark. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks for having me, Rich. Have a good weekend.
All right, Mark. Mark Callen, Eastern Maine Sports. Check out all the great things they do. Our high school report brought to you by Sweats Tire, located at 451 Hogan Road in Bangor and 358 State Street. And the first, dream first because you can, First National Bank, committed to the community.